Fuel with Raf.
It's noise. It's very effluent. The Fountain Gate Shopping Centre, as Kath and Kim would say, today for your unofficial history. That shopping centre started in 1980 in Narre Warren, the Fountain Gate Shopping Centre. So many of you had so many good stories.
My sister lives near Fountain Gate, and you might remember Trini and Susanna, the fashion makeover people.
Yes.
She was called out of the audience for a fashion makeover, and the funny thing is she actually chose not to buy the dress.
My earliest memory of Fountain Gate was some sort of parade of the local farmers, and then there's a red play equipment that was in the shopping centre. Every week the shopping centre management would move it around and create a new layout. It was absolutely the centre of the universe.
I went to a kid's birthday party at one of those weird time zone places, and I had my two-year-old with me. Started going into labour, but I wasn't allowed to go to the hospital until we sang happy birthday, and it got worse and worse.
I can't imagine anything worse than being in labour with all the flashing lights of time zone, being forced to sing happy birthday.
Think fear and loathing. Yeah. It was a scene. Like the most uncomfortable thing to be in, let alone have an audience, and the whole car park.
Nightmare, giving birth in the time zone or be in labour in the time zone. Oof. Speaking of Kath and Kim, we heard from someone who was a fantastic part of that show. You know him as Brett.
Oh, well, boring. I'm going to Fountain Gate.
Oh, you're going to go and see Brett and apologise, are you, Kim?
No, I'm not, Mum. Brett Dean Craig, I can see you!
Kim, what? Kim?
You bastard, Brett. Kylie and Danny Bolton, how could you?
Kim? They were buying a computer. I had to serve them.
We only filmed a couple of days at Fountain Gate. Most of our shops were set. Well, we said they were set there, but most of them were Southland. Oh, does that hurt or what?
Do you miss Brett?
I miss him. I get to call him every day.
Yeah.
There's not a day goes past and someone doesn't go, oh, there's Brett. Hi, Brett. And go, oh, hello. Because it's so well loved.
That's Pete Rosethorne, who played Brett. We did hear from the location manager from the Kath and Kim show, Pia, who said the first series was filmed at Southland because they had the Harvey Norman they could use for Brett's workplace. Couldn't do it there for the first one, so the second series they ended up at Fountain Gate, and it was fantastic. Michelle remembers the paddocks before the centre was built. As a young teenager in the late 70s, driving past, you'd see the big white fountain gates and paddocks everywhere. We'd even ride horses from Officer to Acuna Park in Berwick. Sometimes along the highway. Bit by bit, it has grown. Didn't mind it in the early days. Now you'd have to pay me to even enter the car park. It is way too massive. Dan told us that he carted some of the cement slabs there from Sydney when they did the extension in the mid-80s. Emma remembers this in the 80s, going to see the Neighbours cast and nearly getting crushed to death and getting pink donuts from the cafe way before the shopping centre was two storeys. Andrea remembers teenage years at the gate, going shopping with my mum and sister when it first opened. It felt new and shiny. A nice change from the Parkmore Shopping Centre in Keysborough. Pretty weird to see the location become a Kath and Kim set. I was living interstate by then and my colleagues didn't believe it was a real place. And the amazing argument with the boyfriend, really big at Fountain Gate. They split up. Unfortunately, she took him back. The disastrous relationship that she describes as a sliding doors moment. And there is a connection, by the way, with Twisties. Got to get it out there. Isidore McGid, the guy, the developer who started Fountain Gate, he also bought the first Twisties machine to Australia. Didn't work. The CSIRO helped him to get it working. Then they sold it to Darryl Lee, and that's how Twisties began in this country. It's all linked back to the guy who started the Fountain Gate Shopping Centre. That is your unofficial history for this Tuesday.
Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.